The official start of summer is still about 3 weeks away. But for baseball fans flocking to the region's ballparks, summer is already here. And many are bringing their appetites along with them. On this week's State of the Arts, I put on a bib and try two of the most extreme sandwiches the region's ballparks have to offer. Cracker Jacks, peanuts, and hot dogs will always be staples at baseball parks. But more and more, fans are finding larger, more creative offerings on the menu, like at Canal Park, home of the Akron Rubber Ducks. On this sunny day, I walk up to the concession stand and instantly see something that catches my eye.
Could I have the mountain sandwich, La Montaña?
La Montaña, sure. We'll ask them for a La Montaña.
And La Montaña is definitely an apt name for this culinary summit. Rubber Ducks executive chef James Phillips says it's stacked with about a pound and a half of meat.
So we start with three pieces of garlic buttered Texas toast. We top that with balsamic onion relish, roasted red peppers, five-star salami, pepperoni, and 2 5-star Italian sausages, as well as provolone cheese.
After the sandwich is assembled and goes through a pizza oven, it's time to try it. So I've got my La Montaña, or my mountain sandwich, and it is like a Big Mac on steroids. And that is tasty. There's no way I'm gonna be able to finish this. That is so tasty. And finish it? I did not. I gave it my all and only got through about half. They sell nearly a dozen La Montañas a game. The sandwich is actually just one of the items on Canal Park's extreme menu, alongside another sandwich affectionately known as the notorious P.I.G. That sandwich uses 2 fried pork tenderloins instead of buns to keep all its meaty goodness in place. Chef James Phillips says out-of-the-box offerings like this are a big hit.
No longer do we necessarily need to be a destination for just hot dogs, just hamburgers and stuff. We offer everything here, really anything you can get at an ordinary restaurant.
And not to be outdone, major league menus have stepped up to the plate as well. In Cleveland at Progressive Field, I find myself in a hot and noisy kitchen. This is where executive chef Todd Brazil is cooking up the club's newest sandwich. It's called the Heater.
An awesome sandwich.
So we start off with a sweet Hawaiian bun. The first layer we're going to use is our bacon jam. There's some peppers in it, but it's not really hot. It's more like a red pepper, but it's not very hot at all. The next layer is going to be pork belly, seared.
Oh, it's so golden brown.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Then we're going to go to our barbecue pulled pork. Then we're going to go to chipotle barbecue sauce. Get a little bit of heat off of this.
And on top of that goes an apple slaw.
Right on top of the pulled pork with the barbecue, so you get to cool down a little bit. Then we're going to top it off with Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
So these are straight out of the bag?
Straight out of the bag.
So it's just Flaming Hot Cheetos right on top of the slaw?
Right on top of the slaw. Then we'll top it off with a bun, nice and messy, the way any other barbecue you'd like to have.
All right, Flaming Hot Cheetos on a sandwich. That's great. You can really taste that apple.
Mm-hmm.
So I was expecting it to be really hot. You know, Flaming Hot Cheetos, they've got some spice to them, but
right. That
slaw and that barbecue sauce really cuts the heat.
Yeah, it kind of evens it out a little bit. You still have that heat coming on the back part of your palate from the barbecue sauce. Yeah.
That is one hell of a sandwich.
Thank you.
But what if pork isn't your thing? Well, just under 20 miles away at the Lake County Captain's Ballpark, they have a fried fish and clam sandwich called the Moby Dick, weighing in at around 5 pounds total. And if you finish that monster by yourself, you get a free t-shirt to go along with your very full stomach. For this week's State of the Arts, I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.